Hey everybody, thanks for listening. While I try to set up actual interviews, and we're in the process of doing that, I thought, I have this equipment, let me try to test it out, let me try to use it. So today, I thought I would do a quasi-review. Recently, I've become a fan of walking, going out and walking. Constant use of treadmills and workout equipment at the gym been tearing my knees up a little bit. So I've taken a smaller or slower pace, and I've been taking advantage of just going out and walking. Now, walking's time consuming because I still want to get in a good amount of exercise, and it's at a lower cardio rate. So I've been walking, usually about 90 minutes, and I'll do that at least twice a week, in addition to my lifting routine, and I do some high impact cardio. But I figured there are some days that I'd like to give my knees a rest. So the long and short of it is, I'm a big guy, I'm a sweaty guy. I don't know if that's some weird disclosure. I'm very hard on headphones. I'm very hard on any kind of equipment that I use when I'm working out. I have a tendency historically to use a very small MP3 player, a Sansa clip, because it's a clip. It clips onto my clothing. And it's cheap, so if I get too much sweat on it, I don't have to worry about, replacing it or it being destroyed. But I rip through headphones pretty quickly. And then the other piece of it is, of course, when you deal with wires, they tangle and they get caught, and then they end up ripping the audio device from your body. So Bluetooth headphones have been around for a while. The Bluetooth headphone that I'm going to talk about today, it's actually been out for a while, and I've actually had it sitting in my drawer forever. Due to my experience writing for Drinking Made Easy, I got to the point where I'm not particularly interested in providing negative criticisms for products. If you like something, you like it, and if I like something, I like it. So I never really have a desire to put something out there if it's negative. However, this particular product has been out for a while, and I don't think that they're actively marketing it anymore. So I don't feel terrible about talking about it, and I think it's more funny, my negative experience with it. It's a Motorola S10-HD Bluetooth headset, and it's horseshoe-shaped. And all of the, the battery and the electronics are in the back, and it sits over your ears, and then it curves around the back of your head. So you have this hard piece of plastic that's sitting in the back of your head, and the whole headphone is uncomfortable. I've read other reviews, and people say that it's not loud enough. When I'm listening to a podcast in the morning, when I'm walking, it was perfectly loud. It's extremely uncomfortable to wear. You can't wear sunglasses because it takes the ear space where the sides of the glasses would go. All things considered, and it's a couple years old, and it's probably at the dawn of people started making wireless Bluetooth headsets. It's a really weird piece of technology. It's uncomfortable to wear. I don't know how much it will be able to withstand arduous workout. I suspect I would destroy the electronics with a really, really sweaty workout. If you're out there and you see them, because right now, Amazon, you could still get them on Amazon for like $35. And you might say, oh, these are great. Maybe if you have a smaller head, maybe if you're not a sweaty person, but I'm not really sure how these would work. You can't wear sunglasses with them. They're clearly designed for active use. So, not great. not a great product. They're a little weird. And I think that there's a lot of really nice products that are coming out. They're a little bit more expensive, or I should say they're probably triple the cost. This morning, as I when I went for my leisurely Saturday morning walk, and I'm using my cheap like $10 earbuds, and they're getting tangled in my pocket. I'm like, oh, it'd be so nice to have wireless headphones. But I'm not wearing those other ones. They're sitting on the dining room table right now, and I'm gonna see if my wife wants them. If you happen to have a Motorola S10 HT Bluetooth stereo headphones, and you had a positive experience with them, let me know, because again, I'm not particularly interested in putting negative reviews out in the world. So thanks for listening, and have a great day. I hope you have awesome wireless headphones that you can enjoy the outdoors with. Talk to you later.